Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Although we talk about language a lot in this show, we don't really talk about words that often. So let's dive into a particularly fascinating and sometimes divisive one, Latinx.
Why should you be the official term for this?
First of all, I didn't even do anything. I'm just trying to include all of us. Like, I just feel like everyone should be seen. We need to include everybody. Who said it wasn't broken?
That's Juan Bago, the popular Dominican New Yorker character written and performed by comedian Michael Diaz. This week on Atlas Lingue, we're joined by Michael and by his friend, fellow writer Jamie Fernandez. They both collaborate on, among other projects, Bago Briefs, a show where Juan Bago interviews people in his neighborhood about all kinds of subjects, sometimes polarizing ones, such as the word Latinx.
When I did the pilot of Bible Briefs, it was about the term Latinx.
How do you label yourself?
You know, there's a lot of comedy now. Right now it's very popular, the interviewing in the street and making the person that's being interviewed the butt of the joke.
Latinx?
Latinx.
Oh, it sounds like...
So yo, Latinx.
But you see, but X is negative.
So I knew that there were some parallels, that I was asking them questions that they may be like, oh my God, I've been doing this.
The people that he encountered in the Bago Briefs, they're so authentically like uptown Latino Washington Heights, you know what I mean? Like that, you know they're not actors. These are real reactions, real people.
So to start, what is Latinx? Latinx is a term that refers to people of Latin American origin living in the United States. It exists as a gender-neutral, non-binary form of the term Latino or Latina. While the exact first instance of its use is unknown, the term has reportedly been around at least since 2004, and has gained popularity in the last decade as an alternative to the labels Hispanic and Latino. Those who use Latinx defend the term because it is inclusive to all ethnicities, nationalities, languages, and genders. However, in recent years, the rejection towards the term, especially by the community it's meant to represent, has been widely reported. Some of the reasons behind the dislike towards Latinx is that the spelling of the word can make it hard to pronounce. Detractors also say that few people actually use the word, citing surveys that indicate that somewhere between 3-5% of the population uses the term Latinx frequently, and that it's largely unused by older generations. And while some of the rejection does come from people unwilling to acknowledge non-binary identities at all, there are also cases of people who agree with the purpose, but prefer a different word, like Latine. But then there are arguments that respond to these. It is said that Latinx as a term doesn't necessarily have to be easy to pronounce, and that its validity is more apparent in writing, something it shares with the form Latin at sign. And the X in Latinx doesn't only signify a gender-neutral term, but, as in algebra, a variable that symbolizes many possible identities. It can be argued, then, that the beauty of the word's inclusivity is that it also includes those who may disagree with its use. If you want to learn more about sharing Latinx perspectives, check out our interview with Michael and Jamie on Atlas Lingue. We talk about their approaches to comedy over the years, as well as one of their most recent projects, the Translators Podcast, a show meant to highlight Latinx voices through in-depth conversations with fellow creators.
What would the Latinx reboot be of Titanic?
Ooh. Were there even Latinos on the Titanic?
That's a- it would be on the lower deck.
I think they were.
There's a lot more to us, and there's a lot more stories that are not being told about us. I don't think that we get enough of an opportunity to tell stories from the whole spectrum of the Latino culture, right?
We didn't have people that we saw on television or in films that we could be like, oh, let me see how they did it. And so for us, we wanted to do this show so that if you are inspiring, you could look at a director or a TV writer and be like, okay, cool. This gives me a little bit of a foundation to understand what I need to do. And oh, by the way, once I'm there, maintaining it.
Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.